Donegal's the summer holidays for all the rally drivers. We all look forward to it, and it's great to come down here.
You had a busy number of years rallying. You won the championship. You won in Donegal, but 2015 has been slightly different for you. You haven't been out as much as you wanted. You were out a number of weeks ago, and the car just to bed things in. But what's prep been like now for you for Donegal?
It's been grand. It's probably like the year we won it, I didn't do much, and then we came to Donegal and we're champing at the bit. Probably this year's the same. We just haven't done as much, but anything we've done, we've been there or thereabouts. We've just had a bit of a bad luck. But, you know, hopefully it'll all change when we get here.
What about the car then, Gary?
Yeah, the car's the same as it's always been. I think maybe the colour scheme's going to be different this weekend. We're just seeing if we have enough time to get it go. Our main sponsor is looking to wrap the car in red. So hopefully get that done before the weekend. But, no, the car's the same. It's ex-Petter Solberg car, Kevin Lynch car, converted to right-hand drive. So everything feels good in the car. As you say, we've done a test in Cavan. Coombe will have a new tyre. We're using it. Just basically, myself and Rory just get our heads down. The car should be good. It's fit enough. It's
proven. That's my next question. Is it a car very capable of winning an international?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's done it before. It's led internationals all the time. It's a very consistent car for me. You know, we've had no mechanical failures in the car. It's been very, very good. It's well prepped by the boy looked after, Joe Spedman in Galway. So, you know, that's good to know that the car's reliable. The car definitely has the capabilities to win the rally. It's just how, you know, Donegal's about 3 days, and how lucky can you be in 3 days?
Yeah. How do you plan those 3 days then, Gary?
It's very, very hard. Last year, you know, we planned just to stay with the boys on the first day, and I think we're right in the rally until stage two or three, and we stalled at the start line and we lost 30 seconds, and that was the rally over then. So our head was down from then on. But, you know, if you can keep it steady and, you know, get through Friday and be up there and get through Saturday, you know, Sunday, they can have a lot of work done by Sunday. But hey, it's a big, big rally.
Yeah. If you are going to take victory here, what sort of age are you going to need in it, do you think, Gary?
I think if we're going to win, we'll know at the end of the first stage. I think this year we're going to have to go from the very word go. I done that the year won it. The car we had that year, I don't think anybody thought it was capable of winning the rally. You know, we proved in the very first stage it could, and I think probably this year's time to do that again.
You mentioned that you were chomping at the bit the year you won it in 2012. Do you still have that gut feeling this year for it, Gary?
I probably have. You know, 2012, we didn't really, as you know, Neil's father wasn't very well, so we didn't really prepare that well for the rally. You know, right up until the Thursday evening, Rory Kennedy asked over the start run with me, because obviously Neil's father wasn't well and he was called for. So, you know, we were very unprepared for that rally, but, you know, sometimes that's good in one way, because, you know, you'd be thinking about different things, and then when it comes to the rally, you can really focus on it.
Yeah. As for the stages, there's the classics there, but what stage are you looking forward to, Gary, the most? Do you actually get time to enjoy those stages? Is another one?
My problem is probably I just do a recce and go out of there. I don't like going over the stages four or five times. Two or three times is plenty for me. I like driving to pace notes. So if you were to ask me to name half a dozen stages in Donegal, I probably couldn't name them. But if you told me about a bit of scenery or somebody's house, like McClatchy's garage and stuff like that, that's how I know the stages. But, you know, I think it's interesting. Maybe a couple of new stages on Friday morning, and that probably should, you know, be in our favour, because I like new stages and I like driving to notes.
You had a couple of disappointing years as well. Do you think you've learned from previous mistakes, Gary?
Well, the last 3 years we've been in the top three. So that's a good record. We've made a mistake, surely. Probably should have won it in the second year, except for the penalty. That was our fault. But no, I think it's about time we settle ourselves and come and try to get victory again.
Yeah, that's what have you had enough of finishing in the top three? Is it time for another bit of silverware to go on the mantelpiece again?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you take consistency and stage times over the last 3 years, you know, we probably should have won the three rallies. Take away last year, you know, we stalled at the start line and the rally was over. But, you know, it's very, very hard to, you know, to bite not winning the second year in a row. But I think last year was a learning curve, by the way, that the Boyles and Sam Moffat really went at it as well. So, you know, I think the first stage on Friday morning, I think time's to do it again.
Yeah, and has it proved more difficult? Obviously, it's hard to win one. Has it proven more difficult to win number two?
Yeah, it's proved very hard for me to win Donegal the second time. Yeah, the first time was good. You know, it's going to be very hard to win it the second time, but, you know, this year hopefully will be the year. Yeah.
Just a note on Rory. Rory, of course, has won here as a navigator with the great Bertie Fisher. What would it mean to you for another victory and to have that winning partnership with Rory and give him another honour as well, Gary?
Yeah, I think it's about time it was done. And I think, you know, we've won enough rallies, we've had enough good results, but, you know, Rory missed out in winning Donegal with me, and I think, you know, probably both of our chances of doing it again are starting to go downhill. So I think, you know, if it has to be done, we're going to have to do it this year.
Listen, guys, best luck in Donegal. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.